Well, it's wonderful to be with you here again today.
خیلی شگفت انگیز که دوباره اینجا با شما باشم.
Very glad that I'm honored having a week off the rest of the years.
خیلی خوشحالم که کاربردهای عزیز یک هفته رو آف گرفتن که من استراحت بکنم.
Even God had a rest on the seventh day, as He made the world. I don't mean that He was tired, but He was teaching us about it's important to take time to rest. I'll be away next week, so please pray for me. I'm going to be doing teaching in Taiwan.
That's why one time come up.
Training missionaries there. These are missionaries seeking to take the name, the message of Jesus to Muslims in China and in Asia.
رسولانی که بتونن پیام مسیح رو به مسلمانان در آسیا و چین برسونن.
So please pray for me, I really appreciate it. But I've been doing some teaching on prayer. How do we pray? How do we see prayers answered? What's the meaning of prayer? And today we're going to look at a very famous prayer called the Lord's Prayer.
و ما امروز می‌خوام به یه دعای خیلی معروفی نگاه بکنیم به نام دعای ربانی.
You have it, of course, in this sheet.
شما همین توی برگ‌های پشت صحنه‌تون دارید دعا رو.
And the Lord's Prayer is in some teaching that Jesus did on a mountainside.
و دعای ربانی از یک سری تعلیماتی میاد که مسیح میداد توی یک طرف کوه.
He had been healing a lot of people and setting people free from demons.
او خیلی مردم شفا میداده و خیلی‌ها رو از شر آزاد می‌کرده از روح تبیس.
And very large crowds of people would follow him and they wanted to be healed by Jesus.
و خیلی تعداد زیادی از مردم رو دنبال می‌کردن می‌خواستن که شفا بگیرن از مسیح.
You know, at that time they didn't have sentinel.
اون موقع سنتری نبود.
No medicare.
Medicare نبوده.
No traffic accident commission.
کمیسیون تصادف رانندگی نبوده.
If you had an accident, that's just bad. Bad, very bad for you.
اگر تصادف داشتی خیلی بد میشد.
People were desperate to be healed.
و مردم خیلی دنبال این بودن که شفا پیدا کنن.
And also people were very excited to see these miracles.
و همچنین خیلی هیجان زده بودن که این معجزات رو ببینن.
So wherever Jesus went, he would preach the good news.
بنابراین هر جا که مسیح میرفت اون خبرهای خوب رو موعظه میکرد.
And it says in Matthew 4 that he healed every sickness and disease that people had.
و در متی 4 که میگه او تمام بیماری‌ها رو شفا بخشید.
People would bring to him the very worst sick people they could find. They'd carry them to Jesus.
مردم مریض‌ترین آدمایی که می‌خواستن پیدا کنن رو خودشون حمل می‌کردن و می‌بردن پیش مسیح.
People that couldn't walk.
کسایی که می‌خواستن راه برن.
People having seizures like epilepsy.
کسایی که تشنج داشت می‌کردن مثل اپیلپسی.
People in severe pain, it says in Matthew 4.
کسایی که در درد شدید بودن.
People that had demons.
کسانی که روح خبیث داشتن.
And he would heal them.
و او همه را شفا می‌داد.
But on this particular day, he asked everyone to sit down.
ولی در این روز خاص با همه می‌خواد که بشینن.
There's a huge crowd of people.
یک جمعیت بسیار زیادی از مردم.
And Jesus begins to teach them.
و مسیح شروع کنه تعلیم دادن.
He says, "It's not enough to be healed by Jesus."
این کافی نیستش که از مسیح فقط شفا بگیرید.
You also need to listen to Jesus.
شما همچنین نیاز دارید که بهش گوش کنید.
You need to let His truth come into your heart.
باید اجازه بدیم که حقیقت به درون شما بیاد.
Love is not enough. You also need truth.
عشق تنها کافی نیست. حقیقت رو هم بیاد.
You need to change the way you think when you follow Jesus.
شما باید جوری که تفکر میکنید رو عوض بکنید وقتی که دنبال مسیح.
You need to, in a way, have the character and the heart of God. You need to let God's way become your way.
شما باید اجازه بدیم که راه خدا راه شما بشه.
And Jesus teaches about many things.
و مسیح در مورد خیلی چیزا تعلیم می‌دهد.
You can read it yourself in Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
شما می‌تونید برای خودتون در متی 5, 6 و 7 بخونید.
He teaches about poverty, about money and wealth.
او درباره فقر، پول و ثروت توضیح میده.
He teaches about violence and murder.
درباره خشم و قتل.
About lust and adultery.
درباره از دست دادن و زنا.
About divorce.
درباره جدا شدن.
Revenge.
انتقام.
About not worrying. Should you worry about the future? He teaches about that too.
درباره نگران نبودن و در آینده.
He teaches about not judging others.
درباره قضاوت نکردن دیگران.
And how you can tell a good person from a bad person.
و چگونه انسان خوب از انسان بد تشخیص
بده. So there's lots of practical advice.
خیلی نصیحت‌های عملی توش هست.
And many people have considered that this teaching of Jesus is one of the most important messages that's ever been written down.
و خیلی باور دارن که این تعلیم مسیح یکی از مهمترین پیام‌هایی هستش که تا به حال نوشته شده.
And I'd like to look with you at chapter 6 of Matthew's Gospel.
دوستان با شما نگاه بکنم به باب ششم کتاب متی.
In this section, Jesus is speaking about three religious practices.
در این باب مسیح داره درباره سه تا عمل دینی صحبت میکنه.
One is giving money to help people in need.
یکی صدقه دادن، پول دادن به کسانی که نیاز دارن.
Do you call that صدقه؟ They're giving sadaqa. And then there's prayer, out of
prayer.
And then there's fasting. At that time when people fasted, it was not like an Islamic fast where you just eat and drink at night time. People would, maybe they wouldn't eat a certain food for a week, something like that.
اسلامی نبود که مثلا فقط زمان شب بتونی غذا بخوری بلکه امکان داشت که سری آدمو برای یک زمان مشخصی مثلا یک هفته یک چیز خاصی نخور.
So Jesus is teaching them about these religious practices.
بنابراین مسیح داره بهشون تعلیم میده درباره این اعمال مذهبی.
And the main point he wants to make about all of them is that are you doing this for God or are you doing this for people?
و نکته اصلی که اینجا میخواد بهش اشاره بکنه اینه که آیا دارید شما این کارها رو برای خدا انجام میدید یا برای مردم؟
Because if you're doing it for people, you do it so that everyone will see what a fantastic person you are.
به خاطر اینکه اگر دارید برای مردم انجام میدید این کار رو، داریم این کار رو انجام میدیم که نشون بدیم که ما چقدر آدم خوبی هستیم.
You're doing it for people and you're generous, you make sure other people know how generous you are. I gave a lot of money away to people, aren't I a wonderful person? Oh yes, you're a wonderful person.
اگر کسی هستید که خیلی کمک میکنه، پول میده و این کار میکنه جوری که بقیه ببینن فقط داری سر میکنید اون اشخاص نشون بدید که من یک آدمی هستم که دارم کمک میکنم.
Or maybe you're fasting and someone says, would you like some food?
و شب روزه گرفتیم که به شما میگه که
You say, no, I am fasting. I am such a religious person. I am fasting. And Jesus said, you know, if you're doing it for God, then you should in fact do these things in secret. Don't do it so people can see you and say what a wonderful person you are.
ولی مسیح اینجا داره میگه کار رو برای خدا انجام میدیم باید طوری کار رو انجام بدیم که کسی نفهمه در نهان انجام بدیم.
When you give to the poor, he says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
بنابراین اگر دارید به فقرا کمک میکنید جوری کمک کنید که دست چپتون نتونه بره که دست راستتون داره کمک میکنه.
When you're fasting, look happy so people don't think, oh, that's he's fasting, he must be a very religious person.
یا اگر که روزه میگیرید خوشحال و خندان نظر بیارید که مردم نفهمند شما روزه گرفتید.
And then it teaches about prayer. At that time, there were some in the community, in the Jewish community, they loved to pray in a public place. Maybe they would pray in the middle of the street so everyone could see. They were very religious. Jesus said, that's not good.
و مسیح گفت خوب نیست.
Go and pray in your own room so people don't think you're, you know, such an amazing religious person.
میگه که برید در اتاق خودتون دعا بکنید که مردم فکر نکنن که شما یک آدم مذهبی خیلی شدید نیست.
He said, God your father, he sees everything.
خداوند پدر است، همه چیز رو میبینه.
So there's no value to doing this where people can see you. You need to do it done where God sees you.
بنابراین هیچ ارزشی در این نیستش که شما اینجا این کارها رو جایی انجام بدید که مردم ببینند، بلکه فقط خداوند که باید ببینید.
Really Jesus is saying this reward do you want? Which reward do you want?
در حقیقت مسیح داره که داره میگه شما کدوم پاداش رو
You want the reward from other people? You think that you're going to be a very, you think that you're a very religious person?
پاداش از مردم میخوان که فکر کنند که شما خیلی آدم مذهبی هستید.
So you grow a long beard to show you're more religious than other people.
پس یه ریش خیلی بلند می‌ذاری که نشون بدی که شما از مردم دیگه مذهبی‌تری.
He said, "No, you should do your religious acts so that God will see."
یکی نه شما باید اعمال مذهبی خودتون رو جوری انجام بدید که خدا ببینه.
He said, "If you pray in public because you want to impress people, you already have your reward."
میگه که اگر شما در عموم دعا بکنید جوری که بقیه ببینن شما پاداشتون رو دارید.
What you're going to get is people will think you're religious. That's what you deserve for your prayer.
چیزی که شما میگیرید اینه که مردم فکر می‌کنن شما مذهبی هستید. این چیزیه که در ازای دعاتون.
But if you really want God to listen, you need to pray in a humble way and not in a way that makes other people think that you're an amazing person.
ولی اگه بخواید خدا دعاهای شما رو بشنوه، اون وقت باید در یک راه فروتنانه این کار رو انجام بدیم که خداوند شما پاداش.
Actually, I often think it's better when you pray, just to pray very simply, if you're praying with other people, just to pray in a really simple way.
در حقیقت من به شما پیشنهاد میدم که اگر دارید در یک گروهی با یک سری از آدمایی که دعا میکنید، خیلی ساده دعا کنید.
Suppose, for example, there's a new Christian, someone that's just come to know Jesus.
مثلا فکر کنید که یک نوکیش یک مسیحی جدید تازه هستش.
And you pray this amazing prayer that goes on for about half an hour.
But شما این دعای خیلی شگفت‌انگیز انجام میدید که نیم ساعت طول می‌کشه.
And they'll think, oh, I could never pray like that.
و اونا خوشم میگن که من هیچ وقت نمی‌تونم اینجوری دعا بکنم.
And maybe they think, oh, I couldn't, I can't pray that kind of prayer.
و اونا خوشم فکر می‌کنن که من اصلا نمی‌تونم دعا بکنم.
But if you pray really simply, they think, oh, I can do that.
ولی خیلی ساده دعا بکنم، اون وقت می‌کنم که من هم می‌تونم کار رو انجام
بدم. Maybe they get encouraged to pray if you pray in a simple way.
شاید اصلا تشویق بشن که دعا بکنن اگر شما خیلی ساده دعا بکنید.
You see, God doesn't answer us because of our many, many words.
ببینید خدا به خاطر ما رو جواب نمیده به خاطر کلمات بسیار زیاد تعدادش.
He doesn't answer us because we shout loud.
او ما رو جواب نمیده به خاطر اینکه ما بلند فریاد می‌زنیم.
He sees our heart.
او قلب ما رو می‌بینه.
That's why there's no advantage to whipping yourself and making blood flow.
بخاطر همین است که هیچ سودی در این نیست که خودتون رو شلاق بزنید یا کاری کنید که خون همه جا بپاشه.
God just wants you to have a heart for him.
فقط خدا میخواد که برای اون قلب داشته باشه.
He can see right to your heart. You don't need to cover up with other things.
او فقط میخواد قلب شما رو ببینه. احتیاجی نیستش که پوشش بدید با چیزایی.
And Jesus says, don't be a babbler, don't just be praying on and on and on. Just pray very simply.
و خداوند میگه که یک جوری نباشه که فقط مثل یه ربات دعا میکنی کلمه کلمه. در واقع خیلی ساده دعا.
Imagine if you're a father or a mother.
تصور کنید که یک پدر یک مادر هست.
And your child comes to you and they like a glass of water.
و بعد فرزندتون میاد پیش شما و یک لیوان آب میخواد.
And they say, look, can I please have half an hour? I have to explain to you why I need a glass of water.
به شما میگه که من میتونم نیم ساعت وقت داشته باشم که به شما توضیح بدم چون من یه لیوان آب احتیاج دارم.
So they talk to you for half an hour explaining to you why they need a glass of water.
پس نیم ساعت به شما صحبت میکنن توضیح بدن که چرا یه لیوان آب میخواد.
And when are you going to say, stop, that's enough, I know you need a glass of water, let's go get the water.
And then you can go, basta, man, what do I do? I'm going to go, I'm going to go, I'm going to go.
Don't treat God like he's deaf.
جوری به خدا رفتار نکنید که انگار اون ناشنواست.
Don't treat him like he's stupid, you have to tell him something 100 times.
جوری باش رفتار نکنید که انگار احمق هست. شما باید همه چیز رو 100 بار بهش بگید.
He hears you, he trusts you, you can trust him to hear you.
اون میشنوه شما رو. شما باید به اون اعتماد کنید که شما رو بشنوه.
You're his beloved son or daughter, so he delights to hear your prayers, but you don't have to go on and on and on.
شما فرزندان خونی او هستید. او شما رو میشنوه. احتیاجی نیست که همینطوری بگید و بگید.
Some of the most amazing miracles I've seen have happened when just a very simple prayer has been prayed.
من یه سری معجزات شگفت‌انگیزی که دیدم زمانی بوده که دعاهای خیلی ساده جواب داده شد.
Our task is just to ask.
کار ما اینه که فقط بپرسیم.
And then Jesus teaches his the people there this prayer. He says, "This is how you should pray." You might like to get a hold of the Lord's Prayer and just have a look at it. We'll go through it together. And notice Jesus doesn't say you should say this every day. He said this is how to pray. This is the way to pray. And we do use it in the service now. And that's helpful because it teaches us about prayer every time we say
it.
So let's go through this aspect of this prayer. The first thing he says is say, "Our Father in heaven." Now, the fact that you call God Father is already incredibly important. Because you're speaking to God out of an intimate relationship. And actually God is a good Father.
But در حقیقت خدا هم پدر خوب است.
He made us and loves us.
او ما را بروز کرد، خلق کرد و ما را عاشق ماست.
And I know many of us have had fathers who maybe haven't been perfect fathers. Maybe they hurt us. Or they have failures in different ways. So God is the absolute true father that every father really should be like. And he delights to hear from us. So when you start to pray, you can say, "Heavenly Father, here it's me, it's Mark, it's your son, you're right." You're not just saying who God is, you're saying who you are before God. When you say our Father, you're approaching your Father as his son, not as his slave. You're coming into an intimate relationship. And then he says you should say, "Hallowed be your name." Your name is holy. This idea of the name, this is someone's identity, their character, their reputation. Could say your name means your name is someone's name is their character or their reputation. And this is saying, "You, God, are you, my Father, are holy." What does it mean to call God holy? Actually, this is the most common description of God in the Bible, is to call God holy.
در حقیقت به وفورترین توضیحی که از خدا من در کتاب مقدس پیدا میشه اینه که او رو مقدس صدا
کنه. God is called holy thousands of times.
خدا من مقدس صدا شده در کتاب هزاران بار.
It's very interesting. I once did a study in the Quran.
خیلی جالب هستش که من مطالعه میکردم یک بار قرآن رو.
And I asked how many times is Allah called holy in the Quran.
و من پرسیدم که چند بار الله در قرآن مقدس شده.
Just two times.
دوبار.
And I've read the commentaries on those verses.
و من اون نظرات و تفسیرها رو می‌خونم.
And the commentators are not sure what it means.
آیات رو می‌خونم. اونها مطمئن نیستن چه معنی.
It's there but they don't understand it.
برای اون ماست ولی من نمی‌دونم چه معنی.
But this is an absolute treasure. It's really important.
ولی این گنج کامل است. خیلی مهم.
God is holy.
خداوند مقدس.
So he says, when you begin to pray, say, "You are holy, God." Now the idea of holy in the Hebrew language means set apart, separate. Means God is apart from us. He is special in a way and distinct from us.
میگه که او خداوند یه جوری از ما جداست و در یک جور خاصی خواسته رفت.
God is so holy in fact that in many ways it's very hard for us to approach him.
او در حقیقت قدر مقدس است که برای ما سخت است که به او برسیم.
He is righteous in all his ways.
در تمامی راه‌های خودش پارساست.
And when we declare that he's holy, we're in a sense taking God seriously, we're understanding God's character, we're declaring his
character.
It also means we're saying he's deserving of our worship. We're declaring the name of God first before we ask him for anything. Now then the next prayer is, your kingdom come. And your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. This is an absolute key to effective prayer.
این یک
چیزی که مهم هستش به دعای تاثیرگذار. I spoke about this 2 weeks ago as well.
درباره این من دو هفته پیشم صحبت کردم.
That to see your prayers answered, you need to put them in the context of God's desires, God's will, God's purposes.
اگر میخوام این دعاهای شما جواب داده بشه، باید در قالب اون اراده‌های خدا، خواست‌های خدا بده.
To see the will of God in all your circumstances.
تا اراده خداوند رو در همه شرایطتون ببینید.
You know, this is fundamental in prayer. It's not that there's this aspect of my life and I run that, and then there's a little bit and I ask God for help with my little bit.
این طوری نیستش که من این یه سری اعمال زندگی رو خودم اداره می‌کنم و این یه سری چیز کوچیک هست که من نمی‌تونم اونا رو به خدا بسپارم.
The whole of your life belongs to God.
تمامی زندگی شما به خدا متعلق.
And so when we pray, we bring the whole of our life before God.
بنابراین وقتی که ما دعا می‌کنیم، ما تمام زندگی خودمون رو در پیش خدا می‌گذاریم.
We say, your kingdom come, your will be done. That means, Lord, may your will be done in all of my affairs, in my whole life.
وقتی که می‌گیم پادشاهی تو بیاید، اراده تو اجرا شود، می‌گیم اراده تو در تمام زندگی من اجرا شود.
And I've explained this before about praying for healing. When you pray for healing for somebody, you pray for the kingdom of God to come upon.
وقتی که داریم برای شفا برای نفر دعا می‌کنیم، داریم دعا می‌کنیم که پادشاهی خداوند در او.
You're asking for the reign of God, the power of God to be manifest in their life.
داریم دعا می‌کنیم که حکومت خدا، قدرت خدا در زندگی اونها اجرا بشه.
So when I pray for healing, I say, your kingdom come, Lord. Your let your glory be seen in this person.
بنابراین وقتی که من معمولا دعا می‌کنم، میگم که خداوند پادشاهی تو بیاید، جلال خدا رو بتونیم در این شخص ببینیم.
But that's the kind of overarching basic principle of bringing your concerns to God.
بنابراین اون یه خون اصل نهایی است خیلی مهمه دعا کردن و اون خواستاتون رو خدا بگه.
May your will be done in my life.
اراده تو در زندگی من اتفاق بیفته.
Suppose you've been in a mess in your life and you repent.
تصور کنید که شما در زندگیتون خیلی آشفته بوده و دعا و توبه می‌کنید.
You come to God asking for help for that one area of your life.
و میان از خدا خواهش می‌کنید دعا می‌کنید برای در رابطه با اون چیز مشخص.
And you want God to sort that out.
و خدا می‌خوام که اون رو برات درست کنه.
Actually, you should be saying, Lord, here is all my life.
در حقیقت شما باید بگید خداوند این تمام زندگی من.
May your will be done in my whole life, not just this problem I have.
اراده تو در تمام زندگی من اتفاق بیفته، نه فقط در این مشکلی که من دارم.
So Jesus is saying, prayer is not about saying, God, I have a problem. This is my problem.
بنابراین دعا کردن درباره این نیست که بخواد بگید خدای من یه مشکل دارم، مشکلم این است.
It's about saying, God, you have a plan for my life.
درباره این که بگید خداوند تو برای زندگی من یک برنامه داری.
May your will be done in my life.
اراده تو در زندگی من اتفاق بیفته.
This is just a fundamental understanding of how God works in our lives. Maybe you'd like to be married and you're wondering how you can find a wife or a husband. Maybe you make a list of the perfect woman or the perfect man. And you say, God, here's my list. Please deliver that to me tomorrow. You say, God, I have a problem. You fix my problem. But what you should be praying is, God, may my marriage glorify you.
چیزی که ولی باید در دعاتون بگیم این هست که خداوند ازدواج من نام تو رو جلال بده.
Give me a wife or a husband so that we can see your kingdom come in our lives.
به من یک زن یک شوهر بده که ما بتونیم پادشاهی تو رو ببینیم که در زندگی ما میاد.
Give me a wife or a husband after your own heart, someone who longs for your kingdom to come in their life.
به من یک زن شوهر بده که دنبال پادشاهی تو هستش.
So remember, Jesus is saying, this is how you should pray.
مسیح داره میگه که اینجوری است، ولی چی باید بگم؟
And then he says, give us today our daily bread.
و میگه نام روزانه ما را امروز ما عطا کن.
This is a very humble prayer.
این دعای خیلی فروتنانه است.
It's acknowledging that just the simple things that we have each day come from God.
این اعلام کردن چیزهای خیلی کوچیک روزانه است که از خدا میاد.
You might think, actually, I put bread on the table. I go to work, and it's my bread, and I've done it.
You should instead go and get money. I'm not going to miss out on you. I'm going to go and get money. I'm going to get money. I'm going to miss out on you.
Jesus says, no, that's not the right way of thinking.
مسیح میگه نه این راه درست
تفکر. You need to actually even treat the smallest thing like a piece of bread as a gift from God.
در حقیقت شما باید حتی کوچکترین چیزی مثل یک تیکه نون رو هم جوری باشه عطا بکنید که نه از خدا.
And so often when Christians have a meal, they thank God for the meal.
بنابراین معمولا وقتی که مسیحیان برای یک وعده غذایی داشته باشند خدا را شکر میکنم برای اون.
Thank you, Lord, for this food that you have provided for us.
خدای ممنون به خاطر این غذایی که برای ما فراهم کرد.
This reminds us that God cares about even the simple things of our daily life.
این ما یادآوری می‌کنه که خداوند حواسش حتی به کوچکترین چیزای زندگی ما هست.
It also reminds us that nothing is too small for God.
و همچنین یادآوری می‌کنه ما که هیچ چیزی برای خدا خیلی کوچک نیست.
That He cares about the smallest details of our everyday lives.
و درباره حتی کوچکترین جزئیات زندگی ما هم اهمیت قائل.
And it's all right to ask God to be in across or in control of all those details.
و این خوب هست که ما از خداوند بخوایم که کنترل بکنه همه این جزئیات.
Later in chapter 6, Jesus says, "Don't worry about things like food and clothes."
در باب 6 دوباره خداوند میگه که نگران نباشید در خوراک و پوشاک.
Have an attitude of trust in God in those things.
که با اعتماد به خداوند هست داشته باشید.
So Jesus is saying, pray as someone who's dependent on God in all things.
بنابراین مسیح یه جوری دعا بکنید که انگار شخصی هستید که در تمامی جهات به خداوند وابسته است.
And don't hold on to things like money or possessions too hard.
و به مقام و پول خیلی محکم چنگ نزن.
God can take them away and they can return them to you.
چون خداوند میتونه اونها رو برداره و به شما بازگرده.
Pray as someone who's either you're in the hands of the Lord.
دعا بکنید که شما کسی هستید که در دستان خداوند هست.
And the next prayer is, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us.
و دعای بعدی که هست این است که خطاهای ما رو ببخش آنچنان که ما نیز کسانی که با ما خطا کرده‌اند ببخش.
Then in verse 14, Jesus says, if you forgive others when they sin against you, God will forgive you. But if you don't forgive them, God will not forgive you.
آیه 14 میگه که زیرا اگر خطاهای مردم را ببخشید پدر آسمانی شما نیز شما را خواهد بخشید.
So he's saying it's good to ask for forgiveness for yourself.
بنابراین میگه که این خوبه که برای خودتون بخشش بکنید.
But you also need to extend forgiveness to other people too.
ولی احتیاج داریم که بخشش رو به بقیه اشخاص هم ادامه بدیم.
Forgiveness is a way of life.
بخشیدن راهی برای زندگی.
Walking in the forgiveness of God means we also live a life of forgiving others.
قدم برداشتن در راه بخشش خداوند معنی که ما هم باید در راه بخشش دیگران برداریم.
This is important because our prayer is not just about us and God.
این خیلی مهمه چون که دعای ما فقط درباره ما و خدا نیست.
It's also about our relationships with other people.
و در همچنین درباره روابط ما با مردم دیگر هم هست.
It works both ways.
دو طرفه کار می‌کنه.
If we know we've been forgiven by God, then our heart is moved to forgive others.
اگر ما بدونیم که ما از خداوند بخشیده شدیم، توسط خداوند بخشیده شدیم، اون وقت می‌تونیم که دیگران را ببخشیم.
If But no God has forgiven me. How can I withhold forgiveness from somebody else?
اگر میدونم که خدا منو بخشیده چجوری میتونم بخشیدن رو از شخص دیگری دریافت کنم؟
But Jesus said it also works the other way. If we forgive others, then our heavenly Father's heart is soft towards us.
و اون راه دیگه‌ای که کار میکنه اینه که اگر که ما بقیه رو ببخشیم، ما پدر آسمانی هم ما رو ببخشه.
And he's not too happy if we say forgive me, but we keep hatred in our heart to somebody else for what they've done.
ولی این خوب نیستش که ما به خدا بگیم خداوند من رو ببخش، ولی اون وقت نفرت داریم در قلبمون به خاطر کار بدی که یه نفر دیگه در حق ما کرد.
He wants us to enter into his life, into his heart, into his character.
او میخواد که ما وارد زندگی او بشیم، وارد شخصیت او بشیم.
You know, the son or the daughter is like a parent. A son or a daughter ends up being like a parent.
یک پسر، فرزند پسر، فرزند دختر در نهایت یک پدر مادری بدی خواهد.
I have three sons.
من سه تا پسر دارم.
They were little ones.
بچه بودن همتون.
Now they're all this big.
و هر کدوم از اونها انقدر بزرگ شدن.
Because they take after me at least in their height.
چون که اونها حداقل از لحاظ قدی دیگه منو رد کردن.
When you follow Jesus, you need to be like God.
پس اگر میخوایم مسیح رو دنبال کنیم باید مثل خدا باشیم.
And you might say that's pretty tough to be like God, really.
بعد شما فکر میکنید که
He's perfect. But Jesus is saying to receive God's blessings, you need to also live God's blessings.
But the Messiah says that if we want to receive the blessings of God, we need to receive the blessings of God.
If God has blessed you, you need to bless others. Because prayer is actually entering into the character of God. It's bringing yourself into the holiness of God.
دعا کردن در حقیقت وارد شدن به شخصیت خداوند است. وارد شدن به
It's bringing yourself into the holiness of God.
خودتون رو آوردن به قدوسیت خداوند است.
And then the last prayer is, don't let us be led into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
و بخش آخرش هم میگه که ما رو از وسوسه ها دور نگه دار و از شر نهایی.
This is a prayer that we would not be tempted beyond what we can bear.
این یک دعایی است برای اینکه ما حس از اون چیزی که وسوسه میشیم نتونیم بریم.
It acknowledges that evil is real.
اعلام کردن که شریر واقعی است.
And we're asking God to intervene to help us because we can't stand on our own.
و داریم از خدا خواهش می‌کنیم که اینجا دخالت کنه و کمک کنه ما رو چون ما نمی‌تونیم خودمون رو پای خودمون.
Now this is a very simple prayer.
این یک دعای خیلی ساده است.
You can easily memorize it. In fact, I encourage you to put it to memory so that you've got it always in your mind.
در این قطعه هایی هستی خیلی راحت میتونید حفظ کنید. من به شما پیشنهاد میکنم که این دوره حفظ کنید و همچنین به ذهنتون باشید.
We were in the ordination service in the cathedral this morning.
ما در سرویس
The ordination service is of course cathedral people being made priests today.
در یک سرویسی از سرویس اسقفی بودن که اونجا اشخاص رو بهشون مقام شبانی بود.
And there were two Iranians who were ordained as a priest today, Joseph and Valentina. And as part of that ceremony, all the priests, the pastors are gathered there and they pray for the people being ordained.
جلسه کسانی بودن که شبان و پاستور بودن و دعا میکردن برای این اشخاص.
And at a certain point in the service, we said the Lord's Prayer together.
و در یک نقطه مشخصی از این جلسه ما دعای رهبری رو خواندیم.
And the Archbishop said to everyone can say it in their own language.
و اون مقام اسقفی گفتش که همه میتونن این رو به زبان خودشون بسپارن.
So all over the cathedral, there were people praying the Lord's Prayer in their own language.
برای در تمام کلون جلسه کسی بودی که در زبان خودشون داشتن دعا.
That means they memorized it.
به این معنی که اونها اینو حفظ کرده بود.
And actually, Father Khalil Osmar was standing right in front of me.
پدر خلیل از مارا هم جلوی من بود.
And I could hear him saying the Lord's Prayer. But, I could hear him speaking to our Father in heaven.
من هم دوستم بشنم که اون داره یه به زبان فارسی دعای رو
And I really encourage you to memorize this prayer. Just commit it to your mind so that you can pray.
Pastor, do you want to pray?
It's a good way to finish your prayers. If you've been praying more freely to God and you want to finish off, this is a good way. Or you could pray through it line by line, so you can devote 5 minutes to each line and expand it in your mind and heart as you pray. Our Father, you could reflect on what it means that God is your Father. You could take time to pray through this prayer. Every Christian needs to be mighty in prayer. It doesn't mean you have to be clever with your language. It doesn't mean you have to know, you know, an incredible amount about the Bible. It means that you have a personal relationship with God and you're talking to God day by day and you're bringing all your concerns before the Lord. And I want to really equip you so that you can be effective in prayer. I want you to be effective in prayer. You know, at the moment we just had some beautiful rainfall. The ground is very dry and it's thirsty. At home I have cherries and blackberries and avocados and apricots in my garden. And my grandchildren, they love to come and pick them. But they won't grow fruit unless they get water. And your personal prayer life is like water to your soul. If you set aside time to pray, to pray these ways I've been teaching you, your soul will be refreshed. God will speak to you. You will understand things that are happening in your life. And God will hear your prayers. So I encourage you to use this model of the Lord's Prayer as a guide for your prayer
life.
I can't think of a better use of half an hour than to be praying.
من نمیتونم یک استفاده بهتر از نیم ساعت اضافه داشته باشم و پیدا کنم کلی از دعا کردن.
This is an absolute key to living a blessed life.
این یک کلید اصلی هست برای زندگی، برای داشتن زندگی پربرکت.
And it's not just about reciting some words.
و این فقط درباره این نیستش که یه سری کلمات رو شما دوباره تکرار بکنید.
It's about approaching your heavenly Father and telling him what's on your heart.
رسیدن به پدر آسمانی هست و گفتن اون چیزی که در قلبش هست.
Seeking his kingdom, his reign, his rule in your life.
گشتن دنبال این پادشاهی او که زندگی شما رو داره حکومت کنه.
Bringing all your concerns before.
به تمام نگرانیاتون رو در حضور او ببرید.
Let me pray.
دعا بزنید.
Heavenly Father, I pray for these my dear brothers and sisters. I pray that you'd help them to pray, that your Holy Spirit would live in their hearts and give them the words to bring their concerns to you. Help them to see your kingdom in their minds. They can actually always taste the kingdom of God and see what you're doing in their life. Help us to have a big picture of what you're seeking for us. And Lord, I pray for those that have been hurting, those that have been sad, who feel broken, those who have been suffering pain. I pray that you give them, Lord, by your Spirit, the words to just bring those things before you, to pour out of their hearts before you. Lord, I pray you hear their cry, that they will know that you are a Father who listens and who cares for them, that you answer their prayers day by day. Lord, I pray for an anointing of prayer on Emmanuel, that we would be a community of prayer, that we would grow in our relationship with you through daily prayer. Help us to come closer to you, Lord. Heavenly Father, you love us so much. You have more than a cross than we can hope or imagine. I ask your blessing on us that we could truly be your people who know how to pray and bring all our concerns before you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.